Good morning, Big Tao Man. God. I'm having one of those, I feel fucked days, you know? Tired. You know? I forget which recording. I put in a bunch of recordings onto this yeah, that's the guy. I forget his name, but he said there's a disproportionately large amount of people who have a lot of grief and a lot of abuse and neglect as children, who grow up into adults that have a lot of fucking diseases. Who have a lot of diseases, you know, like, you know, heart disease and cancer and all this other sort of stuff, and he talks about treating the person and the condition, you know, and one of my one of my sort of things of light is that, you know, these fucking, well, I've been sort of feeling more sort of significant sort of bouts of sadness, and that's deep. Just where I just really feel like sitting down, head in hands type grief, you know. And just sadness, you know. And I think that's good, healthy, you know, sane. And what's the words? Yeah, so I sent this off these four different recordings off to... Oh, what's it called? There's a few medical specialists that I've had some dealings with. And one of these things is excess fluid in the body, which is a symptom of being an office desk jockey, you know, where you sit behind the desk and you're working really hard on the computer, you know, and not moving at all. And you do that for days, weeks, months, years and decades, and you end up with fucking, you know, heart failure type stuff, you know, from all the blood pooling down into the legs and it's straining the heart, and then they start to sort of have heart attacks and sort of end up on that sort of, you know, the slippery slope of fucking being dead, you know. So with the help of some surgeons and some and a really nice pacemaker, I'm still going. And there's an interesting and this coughing is in part due to the dust, you know, but a lot of it's got to do with fluid build up in the lungs from not getting off my ass and exercising, even though I've been given these medical sort of kick back into life type fucking, you know, events, opportunities, you know. And because when I get started on this sort of, you know, oh, head down, da 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 da, it's too easy to, it's just habit. decades of habit, you know, oh, I've got to look this up, got to look that up, and I've got to do these drawings and got to do these fucking calculations, and I've got to see who's got what, and I've got to make all these phone calls, and then, and then, and then, and then, and it's gone from like 6 a.m. to fucking, you know, 6 a.m. to 2 a.m., you know, and I've done sort of fuck all physically, you know. And, so, yeah. And, you know. And, this is the fucking... I bought a real cup of real coffee. Made in a machine. With a frothy top. Fuck, it's nice, you know. I usually buy the biggest tins of the lowest price coffee. And some of that can be like drinking drain cleaner. You know, I get the stuff you can drink at least some of it without, you know, going, oh, fuck me guts, you know. But, I don't buy the really cheap, horrible stuff. I just buy the cheap, somewhat horrible stuff, you know. And, yeah. I've become aware that as... So YouTube's a cunt fest, you know what I mean? It really is, you know. And while they're saying that they're sort of, you know, people are saying that the people who run YouTube should be just clubbed to death, you know. They're just fucking Jew cunts, you know. And so they allow people to build up their channels, then they cut them off at the knees, they start fucking with them, they start fucking with their subscribers and stop the messages going out, and, you know, then they start inventing all these excuses to delete their videos, and all sorts of things are going on. And, you know, but what I was just having a think about this is that they're allowing all these MGTOW channels to fucking proliferate in order to fucking crunch the competition, in order to crunch them on all the other platforms, you know what I mean, in order to kill all the other platforms off. And, yeah, that was a thought this morning, is it? You know, all these people are right. They are, in essence, they need to put food on the table and earn an income and stuff like that. I'm just trying to quench the urge to... quench the compulsion to pick my nose because there's so much fucking dust. So what happens is, you know, I don't think it's fair in some respects, you know. But sometimes there's people are just churning out videos. People and their production companies are just churning out fucking videos. And when there's something really... See, this, again, this is like, you know, some people are affected by certain topics. And some people aren't. And these topics can be sort of general sort of interest. And sometimes it's just sort of... filler about stuff you don't really need to know about and don't really care about, and it's going on somewhere else far away, you know what I mean? And it's kind of like a waste of space, you know? It's a waste of time and space. And so, so I could, I don't like the word pick on, but I could sort of raise the issue that, you know, sometimes some people's broadcasts are really fucking good. They are just like, fuck, this is really impressive. You know, this is smart people doing smart things, you know what I mean? And it's worth paying attention to. But a lot of it is like, you know, this fucking event, that event, fucking rah-dee-rah-dee-rah-dee-rah-dee-rah, and going through the ins and outs of the dog's asshole on shit that's not relevant to me. It's on the other side of the planet, you know what I mean? Their policies and procedures and shit, and it's kind of what, you can sort of get caught up in that fucking crap forever and it just doesn't take you anywhere, you know what I mean? You know, and what these people do is they've gone from YouTube and getting fucked around there, you know what I mean? And they've gone onto all these alternative fucking platforms, and everybody's, all the platforms are now running the same fucking content, you know, from the same fucking channels by the same people, you know. And I tend to do MGTOW exclusively because I just can't be fucked learning all these new systems and ways and means and all this shit to monetize everything and fucking rahdy, 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 you know. So there's Odyssey, there's BitChute, there's Rumble, there's this and that and this and that, and you know, I just can't be fucked. I'm not a dedicated content creator. I'd like to. In some ways, I like the idea of it, but I don't want to fucking do it, you know? Because I'd rather say something really useful and insightful and has an impact, rather than, oh, well, there was a man in New York today and his dog got off the leash and bit someone, and what should we do about the dog biting laws, and should he go to prison forever, and what about the victims of the dog getting off the leash crimes, you know, and what's that song? Cold Cut. Cold Cut's the band. Na 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 na, you know. Na 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 na, you know. Brilliant song, that. And so all these fucking talking heads, hundreds of them, are going na 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 na. And everybody sort of, a lot of people hear the story, they all crush it, all rush in, and then they all do their versions of it. And I kind of appreciate getting the scoop in and getting the story in, and I like it when I beat everybody else to it and stuff like that. I do that too, you know what I mean? But so much of it's not fucking relevant, you know? Like, I don't live in New York. I'm not affected by dogs getting off the leashes, you know. You know. You know, and the last genuinely menacing fucking dog I came across, I just let it be known that if that dog had rushed me and attacked me, I just would have picked it up, swung it by the legs and smashed its fucking brains out. You know what I mean? I'm not that kind of fucking person who plays nice with you know, nasty biting dogs, you know. So, you know, the fucking whole diatribes of shit from hundreds of chat, or, you know, dozens of stories on fucking dogs getting off the leash and biting people and stuff in New York or whatever. And I don't want to see 50 different versions of the same fucking story, you know. But it's there. And so I just turned on to MGTOW TV, and there's a lot of channels that, you know, a lot of content creators who think I'm the world's greatest cunt, and a few of them have blocked me. That's fine. And there's a lot of people who I just go, I just don't need, you know, my screen space is a little bit on the precious side, so I don't need, you know, I just don't need sort of fucking my screen space filled up with tons and tons and tons of shit that's not relevant to me, that has served no purpose and just sort of wastes screen space, you know what I mean? And time is a little bit precious, and although there is a lot of good content, I don't have time for, you know, 5 or 10 or 15 videos that take anywhere from 30 minutes to 3 or 4 hours, you know what I mean? I don't have the time in the day to watch all that stuff. And I can never, ever, ever, ever play content, or I can never, ever, ever play catch-up with all the content. So I've got to kind of reduce it down to stuff, the channels and the people that are actually making stuff that I find relevant and that I have the time to watch or listen to in a day, you know? And so that sort of it narrows it down a lot, you know? And, you know, if I need to know about rubber compounds used in aircraft tyres, I'm not going to be watching all the shit on, you know, designing the latest air hostess uniforms and, you know, matching fingernail paints and fucking, you know, shoes and this and that and all, you know, the star standards for makeup and beauty and stuff. I'm not, you know, I don't give a fuck, you know. I need to be researching the, you know, the compounds used in aircraft tyres, or, you know, what's involved in holding the carcass together, what's involved in minimising abrasion every time the stationary tyre fucking hits the fucking ground doing, you know, 300 k's an hour or some shit, the massive fucking skid as it bloody rips up to speed sort of fast, you know, sort of. You know, and how to sort of disperse the water, you know, on the runway and stuff, like, you know, torrential rainstorms in tropical areas. How do you sort of get the water out from underneath the tyre so the plane doesn't fucking aquaplane slide sidewards off the bloody, in a crosswind off the runway? I need to know that stuff, not all the other shit that's just sort of not relevant, you know. And so that's kind of like, you know, and there's also the issue of sort of endlessly cramming your fucking head full of ideas and then understanding that sort of stuff and then taking time to digest and process that information. You know, that's another thing. You know, it takes, you know, like you sort of, it's like a trash compactor, although it might be going, you know, all the empty cartons out the back of the supermarket or or some shit like that. But like, you know, if the Christmas rush is on, you know, you might, instead of doing, say, 200 boxes a day, it's gone up to, say, 800 or 900 boxes a day. So, you know, if you've got the capacity to crush all those boxes and, you know, then the trucks come and take it away and all that sort of stuff, you know. There's not the, you know, it's just like all that information. We can't sort of get it in and process it and file it away at the rate that it's coming in, you know. And there's so much information from so many sources. You know, about so many fucking topics, and there's what I call core topics, which are, you know, global kind of issues and the problems of the international Jew. And then there's the how that infiltrates into all the governments and all this other sort of stuff, you know, the banking and the media and all this other fucking crap, just the bullshit, non-stop sort of bullshit, you know. It's like, then there's all the historical issues behind that, you know. If you go into sort of the life and times of Adolf Hitler, there's a fucking lot in there, you know. And, you know, we get the propaganda. It's like that thing, oh, Adolf Hitler and the Nazis were really bad, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. But one of the things we don't get taught is that, well, who's preaching this shit and why? Why is there a universal declaration that the Nazis were the worst things ever to walk the face of the fucking earth, you know what I mean? And why? Why are they doing it? What's in it for them? Why is this propaganda being constantly fucking pushed? And why is it that there's so much sort of stuff now starting to sort of, it's been doing it for a long time, but there's a lot of stuff leaking out of the fucking seams where the stitching's sort of coming undone, that's saying, well, it's not true. The Holocaust never happened, you know. You know, and a bunch of cunts, apparently, the Israelis, you know, they run around the grave sites and paint swastikas on the Jew graves. So then we have, uproar, new laws that are brought in. Persecuting Jews is a fucking crime against humanity. Anybody who says anything about Jews, you know, goes to prison for life, you know. How come that sort of shit unrolls everywhere, you know? And then people come out going, well, that's how standard Mossad, bloody, you know, Israeli type stuff operates. That's how they, you know, tighten down the fucking anti-Semitism bullshit, you know what I mean? So it's, you know, it's crazy sort of stuff, you know. And, yeah, so there's a lot to digest. So, you know, you get into this sort of, you know, that perhaps, you know, the stuff we're being, who's bringing this stuff up, that the Germans and National Socialists were the biggest cunts on the face of the fucking earth, and why? Who's doing that shit, and how are they doing it, and through what channels are they doing it, you know? Yeah. So that's when we get into all this sort of stuff, you know. You know, it's like, I don't hate all these content creators. Some of their stuff occasionally, I won't name names because I just think that's sort of unfair. They're in their own business, you know what I mean? But sometimes they're going, ba 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 ba, you know, and about 1 out of 10 shows, they've got something really worthwhile to listen to. And one in every sort of 50 fucking shows, it's actually really genuinely good, you know. Other than that, they're just like fucking talking, you know, they're like the Energizer Bunny with a new battery up its arse on a daily basis, going, ba 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 So that's what I just sort of thought. I can't, bit shoots become MGTOW TV. I've just had to just screen out a lot of stuff and only go for things that are actually relevant or informative or useful. BitChute's just become swamped with all these fucking talking heads, Odyssey and Rumble and stuff, and it's kind of like, there's just so much fucking content being pushed by so many fucking people, And that might be that person's interest, that might be the topics of the day. You know what I mean? But it's just sort of like the rising tide of fucking irrelevant content is kind of like, drowning in it. And I mean, that's just how things are. And so I'm making it, it just seems, I can't be fucked being glued to the bloody internet anymore, you know what I mean? And I'm not saying I'm going to give it the arse or walk away from it. I just think, well, in the real world, in real life, I've got a lot of other stuff to take care of. And if I'm spending a lot of time on the internet, I'm not doing my exercise and I'm not taking care of the stuff I need to do in the real world, So I'll keep posting stuff if it's relevant, if it's funny, if it's fucking enlightening, or if it's one of my own shows, But I'm also just sort of backing off. I don't need to see so much just fucking bullshit filler content, That's on all platforms, And YouTube and its documentaries and stuff, I've seen so many of those, and some stuff is really good, but a lot of their sort of modern stuff is like, it's just AI filler fucking, it's AI generated shit with, the robot voices, the text-to-speech engines and the fucking filler content, selecting everything that it can to cram in to fill it, to turn, say, 5 or 8 minutes of genuinely relevant, that's the subject, by pumping it up, say you got like half an hour of fucking video, and that's just such a fucking waste of space, it's like saying, do you have these in stock? And then they just go, blah, 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 well, do you sell these fucking stainless steel size and type of fucking stainless steel bolts? And then they go, oh, well, we have paints and we have fucking floor coverings and tiles. We have tiles and cement and timber and fucking, wallpaper. Oh, we got a big special on wallpaper this week. Oh, fuck, rah, 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 rah. No, I just asked about the bolts. That's what fucking all of this AI shit from YouTube's like now. It's just, the headline subject filler. And so I can't be fucked. I can't be fucked with the being sort of insulted at the insipidity. How do you say that? Insipid? Insipidity? Yeah, the insipidity of it all. Just the fucking stupidity, And, yeah. So, I'm going to go back and, for one, even the some, you know, like even the fucking online Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous meetings, some of those are good where they actually focus on, you know, where some of the people in some of the meetings really focus upon doing what it takes to deal with their issues and you know, the rest are all just fucking na 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 na, you know. La 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 la. And there's this woman from Brooklyn who I'm sort of, I wouldn't say madly in love with, but I'm madly in sort of fondness for her. She's kind of crazy and she's got her issues, you know what I mean, health-wise and memory and concentration and stuff like that. I don't think she's fucking mad, you know, or not playing with the full deck. She's just sort of kind of damaged and sort of, you know, got a lot of miles on her. But she tends to be very sort of, I won't say aggressive, I'll say very sort of blunt and straightforward, you know. And I really like her, you know. I'm very fond of her, put it that way. And she rips into all these fucking stupid cunts that just sit there going, you know, they won't get off their fucking asses and do anything about themselves. They'll just sort of sit there, you know, and occasionally they'll pipe up and have a snivel, you know. And she gets up them. She's, you know, saying, oh, fuck, you know. You know, here's the opportunity to do something about yourself. You know, instead of just sitting on your fucking ass and snivelling and not making a go of things, you know, get off your ass and make the most of the opportunity, you know. And things like that. And, you know, I'm quite fond of her. You know, partly because she's sort of, not anymore, but she's sort of old enough to be my mother, kind of, not really. Probably about another at least 5 or 8 years for that. Maybe 10 years. Maybe. Upon what's the age difference now. And she's got this really strong Brooklyn accent, which I just love. It's like Al Capone and the gangsters, you know what I mean? And she's got no memory of me having shit stirred her in the past, you know, because of her age and that, you know, like I've, you know, gone and teased her and saying, oh, baby face fucking, oh, pretty boy Floyd and baby face fucking, you know, the names of the gangsters of the Al Capone days, you know. I'm quite fond of her. But she's just blunt. She's just straight talking, you know. Doesn't mince words, you know. And so with my World War III, well, World War IV, with my World War IV, theatrics, you know, about all these fucking scumbag junkies and dickheads in AA that just try on all their bullshit, you know. You know, I was saying the other day that I was a bit at a bit of a loss, you know, because I've just crushed them all. There's no challenges to them, you know what I mean? There's nothing there to challenge them, you know, like once every sort of, once every month and a half or so, or two, you know, their stupid cunts in the meeting going, oh, mate, oh, excuse me, you can't say that. Oh, mate, you know. And, you know, these stupid cunts don't register that they've been around for a few months, you know, and they're completely fucking crazy. And, you know, I've been at this shit for like 36 years, you know what I mean? And that I've outlived fucking thousands of them, you know? And they kept trying on their fucking shit, and then one person let their trap, and I'll tell these stupid cunts to fuck right off, you know? And then all these other idiots in the meeting all fucking go, well, you can't say that, you know? And then, you know, 3 months. Within 3 months, most of them, almost all of them, are back out using, you know. Dead, buried, gone. And because I've gotten so, because they've given me so many opportunities to practice, and I haven't backed down, and I haven't wilted, and I haven't succumbed to the fucking crap, and I've gone poof out of the fucking starting blocks and into them, I've gotten really good at it. And, you know, now it's just like, yeah, fuck yeah, all right, cunts, you know. You fucking 20 fucking idiots in a meeting want to serve your shit up with me, I'll have a fucking go at you back right then and there, you know. And, yeah, I had a moment of a couple of hours of just sort of being completely lost because I've had a go at so many of these fucking cunts who try their shit on in meetings. And especially the good NA members that, or AA, the good NA or AA members that try to host or chair the meetings, you know, chair the online meetings and serve up their bullshit, you know, and I fucking hammer them. You know, and I do say, you know, you want to fucking kick me out of meetings, you cunt? You want to play these fucking mind games, you know, when you do choose to suicide, would you mind live streaming it? Do you mind? I'd appreciate it if you live streamed it because I wouldn't mind watching, you know? You fucking cunt. And I do message them with that sort of stuff. You know? Then they get on their committees and go, oh, these cunts start these fights, and then they'd run around with each other going, oh, he's the world's greatest cunt, you know? And then I stand up to them, and then they all go into a fucking uproar, and then the committees are going, oh, he's the fucking Antichrist, get rid of him. Oh, fuck, you know. And they pass little messages to each other. You know, I'm in a meeting, and they go, oh, there's that cunt, fucking kick him out, he's a fucking troublemaker, he's the fucking Antichrist, you know. And they just can't help themselves, and then 3 months, 6 months later, they're all gone, dead, buried, fucked up, you know. And I was having a go at this old broad, this old bitch who does the fucking, she's in on it, you know. And I said, oh, it's only a matter of fucking time before you fuck yourself up, you know. So she says, oh, well, you know, I've just got a message, and oh, not this time, buddy, not today, mate, you know. And I said, you know, you're not out of the fucking woods yet. You're just an old scumbag junkie, you know. And she goes, buh, 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 buh. And I said, yeah, you might be sober, but you're a fucking sleazy sober fucking junkie. You'll bring yourself undone. Give yourself fucking time and you'll be bringing yourself undone. So, yeah, that's me. That's why I like this chick from Brooklyn. I'm so in love with her, you know. I just adore her. And she's one of the very few women I really, really like, because she's straight talking. So, yeah, thank you. Bye. No, turn on.